Hello, Pastor Deborah here again, and we're in another episode of our Silent Cries podcast show here on the Hidden Kingdoms channel of YouTube and on YouTube Music. These are voices out of the darkness. There's going to be a lot of true stories that I have been involved in, and was a part of, and still am to this day. The voices are loud if you can hear them, and yet they are there. They are silent sometimes, just watching through eyes and a heart, hoping that you have some light and love for them. This is going to be episode number 4. We're finishing up today the introduction to this podcast show of Silent Cries. And then we'll get into the Silent Cries. Alright, so let's pick up with our introduction. And we were talking about, this is a book that was written by Agape Love himself. His father's side and his mother's side. His image and his likeness to all of humanity for all of ages. Do you know he did a lot of writing through me? Because he wanted to talk to you himself. But he needed a human vessel in many cases. But sometimes he would come to you in your dreams. If your spirit is awake. You might even have an open vision where you're just sitting around and you think you see and hear something. That's through the gift of discerning of spirit. Has any birds talked to you? I've had eagles talk to me, and dogs, and roses, and flowers, and the wind, and lightning, and tornadoes, and earthquakes. Can nature talk to you? Can you hear their silent cries of being subjected to and enslaved by a dark, evil, wicked heart? The very heart of the spiritual adversary of Agape Love and your adversary, Satan. So here in this last portion of the introduction to this podcast show of Silent Cries, Voices Out of the Darkness, let's finish the introduction and then we can pick up with the true stories. All right? We had been listening to the voice of God himself, Agape Love, which is his image side, sort of his mother's side. Yes, God is both father and mother. And he conceived all of creation within himself. Now that had to be something else to see how all of creation was conceived. I have some great stories that in story time about how this one God decided that one was a lonely number and he needed to breathe out of himself what was in him. All life forms, creation in the spirit realm first. And it's a vast, creative place that will never change. It is eternal. And then as a king, he became more creative and breathed out into the natural world that we see as sort of new horizons, new territory, because he prepared the natural world for his kids so they could be spiritual kings in the natural world, because he's the king in the spiritual realm. So that's just a little bit of history. All right, let's pick up in the introduction. I, Agape Love, am your spiritual food. You must learn to eat of Agape Love, the spiritual milk of my word. I have spiritually traveled far, he said, to reach you, to spiritually touch you and hold you, to spiritually become one spirit with you, for you to grow and become all I desire you to be. You must drink in his milk, eat his food, take him in, breathe him. You must become a part of your spirit, he is saying. There is no spiritual distance that I would not spiritually travel to reach you. There is no spiritual obstacle I would not overcome for you to find you. There was no pain, no hurt, or even death itself that I would not endure. There was no one who could spiritually stand in my spiritual way of getting you back in my spiritual family, my house, my kingdom. No, not one. Not Satan. Not the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, or the pride of life. Not the darts, not any evil, wicked spirit. Not even you could stop me. I spiritually crossed every bridge. I climbed every mountain. I crossed every river for us. Because I love you more than I could ever tell you or show you. Not even time, sin, or spiritual death, that means separation, would stop me, agape love, from reaching out to you. My heart was set. My path was fixed. My hope was undeterred. Me, agape love, would not fail. I would not accept any spiritual defeat. I spiritually fought every spiritual battle and vanquished every spiritual enemy of me, agape love, and yours. To spiritually reach you and become your heavenly father and you my spiritual child. I would not stop. I would endure your rejection and sins. That means rebellion, disobedience. I would not stop. I would patiently wait, longing so very much to be with you. I would not stop. I would keep calling you, wooing you, drawing you to myself, so we could become one in spirit. One plus one equals one. Us. Me, spiritually, plus your spirit equals one. We become one. We become together. Inseparable. Two become one spirit. I in you and you in me. So please spiritually open my spiritual bottle. Read my spiritual words of agape love. And spiritually allow me to spiritually pour myself agape love into your spiritual heart, your mind, and soul. As only I spiritually can, with the only love you will ever spiritually need. Love you forever, little one. The Most High God, your spiritual father and mother, you are my image and my likeness. I will rebirth you, and I will give you new DNA, for that was always my plan, that we would be a family, father, mother, and children, and you would be kings in the land that I have created for you, spiritually and in the natural. So love to you, little one, the voice in the darkness, the little ones I have not yet reached, from me, agape love himself. And I want to finish this introduction to this podcast with a poem, really a declaration that God gave to me to speak to your spiritual adversary, your slave master, your taskmaster, the one who holds the keys to your darkness, Satan. So listen, Satan, listen to my words. Watch and see the salvations of the Lord. For he sends this servant, Pastor Deborah, out in his name, authority and power, with no boundaries, no limits. Watch and see, Satan, his hand move upon the hearts in the nations you control. Watch and see his power move through your kingdom. As his and a mother's love and freedom is proclaimed to the captives, and children are spiritually born again into the kingdom of God. Watch and see, Satan, his hand upon Pastor Deborah and through me and his Agape Love Ministries. Watch and see this servant, this minister, and disciple of the Christ, the living Word of God, become a spiritual mother to the nations. Watch and see signs and wonders come through a mother's heart and hands. Watch and see His hands anoint as He did Christ, His living Word. Watch and see love destroy your works, Satan. Watch and see, Satan, yet unable to ever touch this chosen one, Pastor Deborah. Watch and see this spiritual Joshua of the Lord Most High God work. Watch and see, Satan, your plans foiled every time as your strongholds come down, just as did Jericho of old. Watch and see Pastor Deborah's heart as a mother, and her hands reach down and grab onto the hands in the darkness and bring joy unspeakable to their lives. In the name of me, God the Great I Am, Agape Love Himself. Watch and see, Satan, as your spiritual kingdom is devastated by my agape love. Watch and see the Holy Spirit as He is welcomed into the hearts and the minds of your slaves. Watch and see as your kingdom is spiritually plundered, and what was yours is no more. Watch and see, Satan, freedom come to all because of His agape love and my, Pastor Deborah's, mother's love. Watch and see, Satan, supernatural love and truth come into the hearts of your slaves in your kingdom. For it can go behind any light, any darkness, any chains, any blindness, any deafness. It can reach the ones in the darkest, deepened prisons that you have them in. Satan, watch and see supernatural love and truth come, and you can't stop it. Watch and see, for boundaries are no more. The normal for God can now be, and all spiritual hindrances are removed. Now watch and see His spiritual, supernatural love move on the hearts of your captives. Watch and see, Satan. So, Satan, watch and see, for I'll be seeing you around as I go into all the world, your kingdom of darkness, and preach the love of God and reach the hands of those in your kingdom with His love as a spiritual mother, and dry their silent cries and their tears with the riches and glory of the kingdom of heaven, and love them right into the arms of the living Word Himself, the Lord of all, and take them out of your hands, out of the darkness and death and separation from the God of the kingdom of heaven. So, Satan, I'll see you around, Pastor Deborah, and God the Most High. And listen to this one. It is a poem that was given to me by God Himself for you. You have been found. This was written in 2001. To someone who has been crying silently in the dark, you felt the draw of something you knew not. You listened to words that you could not understand. You fought and fought against the pull, and still, you were drawn by something and someone you knew not. You listened, you watched, you thought, and then you knew. You needed what it was that was drawing you, calling you, and speaking to you. Then you found the hand in the dark and reached for it, and it found you. Now you know that you have been found. Yes, you have been found. The other hand is so big, so strong, so warm, so soft, and it has a voice of a mother. Your heart feels safe now. You feel as a child again, cuddled by a loving mother. You feel the touch of love without pain and hurt. You feel the touch of Him who loves you as you are. You like the touch of the hands and the words of a mother's heart. You need the hands to hold you and the words to love you. Yes, sweetie, you have been found. Yes, you have been found. Yes, sweetie, you have been found. Yes, you have been found. Love to you from the God, your Father, and to God be love, your mother. Pastor Deborah. And the final one of this introduction was also inspired by God to me for you. From slavery to freedom. Children, you will all spiritually live. The long spiritual wait is over. My spiritual agape love and light can spiritually touch you. My spiritual agape love and light will spiritually heal you. My spiritual agape love and light is spiritually real. You will all spiritually come to know that my love and light is here. So step out of your darkness and into my agape love and light. The Heavenly Father, God the Most High, agape love Himself. Step out of the darkness and into the presence of light, truth, and love. And that ends the introduction to the Silent Cries podcast. And in the next episode, we'll pick up with the first story. You get ready. They are powerful. They are true. And they're still happening today. And it might happen to you or someone you know. All right, this is Pastor Deborah. And I'll see you on the next episode of the Silent Cries, Voices Out of the Darkness podcast, right here on the Hidden Kingdoms channel of YouTube. All right, bye-bye.